The third meditation, even though I wrote the first in here. The third meditation, Jesus before Pilate, John 18:28-40. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." That saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and your chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went outside again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in this man at all. But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" Then they all cried again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. 13 little verses. I thought I knew what was going on in this section of the Passion. I've listened to Tim Rice's lyrics and to Weber's Jesus Christ Superstar for over 40 years. I pulled out a version last night to do some cross-referencing. Then I started actually reading the verses and saw all the ironies in these 13 little verses. Following two mock trials before Caiaphas, they take Jesus to Pilate's court around 6 a.m., and Pilate is there. The Romans and everyone else in this part of the world like to get work done early. It's not unusual for it to be 100 degrees by 9 a.m., even at this time of the year. The first irony is that Caiaphas and the other Jews would not enter into the praetorium because they didn't want to defile themselves and not be able to celebrate the Passover. Caiaphas and the other priests were very religious and tried to strictly follow their laws. Now, it wasn't really an issue being in a Gentile's home, but you were more likely to come in contact with something that would make you unclean. So there is a group of priests trying to maintain their spiritual purity, but they are handing over the Son of God to the Romans. They are concerned to be ready for the Passover, yet the true Passover lamb is about to be sacrificed. So Pilate goes out to them and asks, "What accusation, I have stumbled over that word all week, accusations they bring against Jesus." The Jewish leaders had expected Pilate to rubber stamp this case, so they said that they wouldn't have brought him here if he wasn't guilty. Now, Pilate was really only in town to keep the peace during the Passover. He was normally at the beach. He came in literally to keep the peace. I can't think of the name of the town that he would have normally been in, but he just came to Jerusalem to try to keep things quiet. He doesn't want word to get back of any trouble to Rome. He might lose his cushy job and his beachfront property. So he tries to push the case back to the Jews by telling them to try Jesus according to their law. The Jews quickly point out that it's not lawful for them to put anyone to death. That's the second irony. Sure, the Jews have crimes that are punishable by death. Adultery and blasphemy are to name two. But Rome had a law that prevented the Jews from carrying out executions without their permission. They didn't want the Jews to start randomly killing Roman sympathizers. Pilate had to agree that Jesus should be executed before the execution. He was stuck in the middle of the case, no matter how badly he wanted out of it. Another irony here is that the Jews' method of execution was stoning. If Rome executed him, they would crucify Jesus, thus fulfilling his own prophecy from Matthew 20, verses 17 to 19. Jesus took the 12 apart and said to them, "We go to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed unto the chief priests and scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify him." The Jews had told Pilate that Jesus claimed to be the Messiah, meaning the King of the Jews, as well as the Son of God. Claiming to be a king broke the Roman law. Claiming to be the Messiah, or the Son of God, broke the Jewish laws. Either claim was punishable by death. So Pilate went back in to question Jesus by flat out asking him if he was the King of the Jews. Jesus promptly turned the question back to Pilate by asking, "Are you speaking for yourself, or did someone else tell you this about me?" Pilate pushes back, and Jesus starts talking about how his kingdom is not of this world, or my servants would fight for me. Pilate pounces, "So you are a king then?" Jesus replies, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." Ironically, Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" He really didn't want to know the truth. He just wanted to get on with his day. Pilate actually marveled at how calm Jesus was for a man that could be sentenced to death. So he went back out to the Jews and said, "I find no fault in him." Well, the Jews went ballistic. Pilate tried to quiet the crowd by reminding them of the custom of releasing a prisoner before Passover. "Should I release the King of the Jews?" But the Jews cried out for the release of Barabbas. As we've heard here in the Church of Messiah before, Barabbas means son of the Father. So the final two ironies are that, one, the Jews are calling for the release of Barabbas, the son of the Father, while the true son of the Father is being condemned to death. The other is that the Jews brought Jesus to Pilate because he was falsely accused of being a revolutionary, and now they are calling for the release of Barabbas, possibly the biggest revolutionary in town. Wow, that's a lot in 13 little verses. We started out with the strictly religious priests standing side by side with the person of Jesus Christ and end with him calling out the wrong Son of Man. So search your hearts. Are you merely religious, or are you joined to the Lord Jesus Christ?